This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Yes.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. My next guest has made a triumphant return back to YouTube after a short hiatus. He's already coming back strong on that one. Doing about the same thing he was doing before. I don't know why they took him down in the first place. But I reached out to him because I want to talk about something I've never talked about before. And I'm talking, of course, about the MF CEO of Tactical Response, and that would be James Yeager.
Thanks, Bill.
I told James the other day about where my dad was at a dog attack, and my dad is 79 years old. And I asked him, have you ever had to consider in your training and everything, when you're training people, about defending against animals? And that's part of the reason I've got him up here today. Where is somebody most likely to be attacked from, or have you even looked into that part? Is it going to be in the woods, or is it going to be on a city street by a bunch of dogs?
Well, certainly don't jump into a cage at the zoo. Like Ron Burgundy, I instantly regret this decision.
Yes, yes.
I think that's a matter of chance. I mean, almost like, you know, where are you going to be struck by lightning to where something could happen? I mean, you know, of course, packs of dogs go feral. It's, you know, it's typically unusual for once domesticated dogs to get a pack mentality and attack a human. So what your dad experienced was pretty rare, I would think.
Well, one was aggressive, and the other one came along in the pack mentality, like you were talking about, and it is pretty rare.
Right.
The breeds that were doing it were pretty rare, but for them to be that kind of aggressive. But is defending against an animal with a firearm, is that harder than defending against a human?
I would say that's a two-sided coin. Like, number one, it's easier because we're not worried about the aftermath.
Right.
What if I shot the wrong person? What if I hit, you know, what if I got arrested? Not the same with typically an attacking dog. So that part would be easier. From the marksmanship aspect, I would say that's going to be pretty tough on an animal, just like it would be a human. But, you know, animals are moving and wagging and running and stuff. It'd be harder to shoot them. Now, if they're biting onto you, of course, you know, it's a contact shot. You know, that's pretty much a given. But the pack of dogs, it would be just like hunting any other type of animal that roams in something like a pack, like a hog. And I would tell people, like, if you don't shoot at a flock of geese, you don't shoot at a bunch of hogs, you shoot at a hog or a goose. So I would say pick a dog. And in the description you gave about your father being attacked, pick the loud one. You know, pick the leader and shoot that one first.
Like out in the woods, for example, if you're out in the woods and you're worried about animals, now you're going to have to really reconsider the hardware you're carrying, aren't you?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, if I was in bear country I would want something that would, you know, at least stop a bear. But however, if I were caught flat footed with a 9mm, you know, bears can't see if they're blind. So I shoot them in their eyeballs. You know, I'm being silly, but like, you know, you're going to have to deal with what you have. You know, if we're talking about a bear, you can't run from a bear. They can run 30, 35 miles an hour. You can't climb a tree to get away from a bear. Bears climb trees.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to, you know, you have to do something else. You know, the play dead, or, you know, they say to carry, you know, they say to carry pepper spray and wear bells when you're in bear country. Yeah, so you don't sneak up on the bear. And then they tell you, how do you know you're in bear country? Well, the bear poo smells like pepper and it's got bells in it.
Right.
So I'm certainly not a wildlife expert by any means, but I would certainly say your backup gun needs to be able to kill whatever's trying to kill you.
Well, now I have seen, I don't know if you've ever seen this video, but I saw a video one time of a guy snowmobiling in the backcountry, and on his he's coming down this track, and coming the opposite way is a moose, and the moose runs up and stomps him dead center of the chest, which just makes me wince with my divot in my chest. Stomps him dead center of the chest twice. He unzips his coveralls and pulls out a Glock 26 and killed him.
Right.
He killed the moose, but the moose was like point blank at him, started to come at him again, and I think he shot it like 5 or 6 times, and the moose backed off and fell over the side, and the guy got back on his snowmobile and took off. So,
I mean, moose and elk have been killed with 22 rifles. I mean, but I'm not hedging my bets on a smaller caliber. I mean, you know, certainly for anything that I would carry for self-defense against two-legged predators would work on dogs.
Right. Okay. that was pretty funny, blinding the bear, though. But I agree with that. I agree. Now, what do you think of 10mm out there? Is 10mm, is it decent to carry as both for the two-legged and the four-legged variety while you're out in the woods?
Yeah, I've carried a 10mm or 44 Magnum as a backup gun, hunting hogs and stuff like that. You know, 10mm is a great caliber. The problem is actually buying loads that actually meet, you know, the maximum to the 10mm can handle, because most people don't want to load them that hot.
Right.
And so the upper 10mm, like the old 200 grain Norma ammunition that you used to get, the upper stuff was at the bottom of the 41 Magnum. So people always act like a 10mm is a 41 Magnum. It's not. The absolute upper crust of the 10mm meets the lower crust of the 41 Magnum. But it is in Magnum territory when you load it to that higher pressure.
I don't want to ask. I'm going to set you up with this. But, like, for somebody that is training, if, and, you know, I have no idea how you would do this, and I may be pushing the edge of the envelope on this one. When we get back, I want you to tell or give your version of how someone should set up and train to fight a dog if he has to fight a dog with it, and he's got a gun in hand and everything else, and to the best of the ability of doing it. I don't know how descriptive we could be with that on radio. That'd probably be something better on the new YouTube channel. That's beside the point. That is beside the point.
You're trying to get me kicked off again.
No. I don't care what you. If James Yeager asks me to send him this audio so he can put it on YouTube, the answer is going to be no. I am not doing it. Although I did see your first video back, and I do appreciate what you said in the first video. I've got no hate out of that one.
Good.
James is on the show, and we put the audio from that show with just a snapshot. And we didn't talk about anything. It was tame by any standard, and that was the one that got him the third strike, and he got kicked off of that.
I think it was the photo.
It could have been. It was me. Do you think they thought it was you because I shaved my head too? Or
I don't think they thought that.
Well, I have most of my face covered. I'm not trying to make out like we look alike or anything. I'm just shaved head. Anyway, tacticalresponse.com, that's where you can find Mr. Yeager and the stuff that he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest is the chief instructor, the MF CEO at Tactical Response. That is James Yeager. Okay, so is this something you've ever had to think about? I mean, is this something that you've ever trained people to do?
No, not at all.
I would imagine the first thing you have to take into consideration if you're going to be in that kind of a fight initially is that you're going to take some damage right before you start pulling the trigger, aren't you?
Yeah, you're probably going to get bitten. And that's the problem with most fights, regardless of what the predator looks like, is that most people are decent people, and they wait too long. They wait until they're absolutely sure they need to defend themselves, and if you wait that long, that means you must sustain damage. And so it would be no different with a dog. I mean, I'm a dog lover. I mean, even if you aren't a dog lover, I mean, you still don't want to just shoot some animal.
Right.
And so it's a lose-lose situation. I mean, you don't want to get eaten by a dog, but you don't want, like, the dog. We have the dog biting your leg now. Now there's a real possibility, you know, just as you start to press the trigger, that dog pulls backward, pulling your leg. Now you've shot your leg, so you have to. And then same thing with your hand. If you're reaching down to pull the dog away, the dog jerks. Now you've shot through your hand. So a lot of, you know, potential hazards, you know, with that.
I was thinking that the risk of shooting yourself is going to increase the closer they get to you, especially if they do make contact with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, in the case, like with my father, he's reported these animals to animal control, and they pretty much cleared him that if they come on his property again, that he'd go ahead and cap them right there.
Right.
So he doesn't have to wait for them to come at him. They've
right.
spoken with the owner and all this other stuff. For the elderly and children. That changes a whole different thing, doesn't it? Because if it's your child or your elderly loved one and you're running up on it, now you've got all kinds of fun waiting for you to try to sort that out, haven't you?
Well, yeah, and like I've got grandchildren now, and we have what looks like a legitimate playground in our front yard, and I put a fence up around it because we don't have a problem with dogs, and I'm not going to.
Right.
And so I spent that money to put that, you know, a fence up. Only 50% of the job is to keep the grandkids in. The other 50% is to keep other things out. And I would tell anybody to take a proactive look at what's going on with their security of them and their loved ones, and you know, think about things you could do in advance to prevent the problem from even happening.
Sort of like the whole awareness thing when you're walking around the street, making sure that you're that's just sort of a long-reaching awareness, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Just in bodyguard work, it would be called in advance. It's where somebody walks down that street before you do and just scouts the area. But just trying to think about those things, and who knows all the potential things that could happen. There's what's possible, and then there's what's plausible. So
right.
Is it possible that you could be attacked by birds? Yes. It's just not plausible. So we don't really want to defend for that kind of a thing. You know, worry about defending for that kind of a thing. But a dog attack, there's on the news pretty often.
Yeah, and it's I'm not really worried about the breed so much anymore. Dogs are going to be as good as their owner, but it does seem like it's happening more and more. Is the overwhelming assumption that I would make is the faster you can stop the dog when they start attacking you or somebody else, the better. Simply because you're going to take one, you're going to take less damage. Two, you're probably not going to shoot yourself while you're taking damage.
Right. Yeah. The sooner, it's like with anything else that the sooner the gunfight's over, the less likely you are to get hurt. It's like nuclear radiation. You want
right.
to limit your exposure to that. So as quickly as you can get away from that exposure of that danger, the better off you are.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that since that. And, I mean, just because of that, I got to thinking about the other stuff as well, the two-legged kind that are out there. We're coming up on the next break. Now, you're going to be at SHOT Show, right?
Yeah, of course.
Now, will you be just roaming Dean James, or will you? Is there going to be a tactical response booth?
Well, no, there's no booth. I don't have a widget to show people. But I'll be around, and I typically do a video when I get my finalized booth route figured out so people can meet up with me.
Yes, James and I are going to do video, too, and I'm going to cry on camera for getting him thrown off of YouTube.
Oh, knock it off.
Well, I'm gonna fake crying like I'm fake crying. did you see? We got a couple of minutes here. Did you see a slump in people coming to you to take training? Did you see the Trump slump?
Oh no, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Did you have an increase in business?
Yeah, we actually had to limit. I have a cap of 6,000.
Right.
And we hit that cap way early. I had to limit the number of classes I was teaching and the number of people allowed in each class. And I'm having to do that for 2018 as well.
Well, I just keep wondering why everybody seems to think there's some slump in the business and in the industry, and it's contracting and it's this and it's that. And yet, I sort of suspected what you were going to say about training and, you know, the background checks.
Bill, unfortunately, a lot of my counterparts in the industry aren't doing well.
Ah,
not all, but there's a bunch of guys that are feeling the slump.
I'm sure there's a bunch of reasons why that could be. It hasn't got to do anything with the economy.
Who knows? I think that if it's a trickle down thing. If 1 million guns are bought, then 100,000 people might seek training. And so the less guns being bought means less people are seeking training. Probably has something to do with it.
Well, I probably think it also has something to do with the fact that you're probably more prolific about getting yourself out there so many different ways. And
and
the name of your company, Tactical Response, I mean, it all just fits well.
Right. Yeah, we are easy to find. Yep, that helps.
And you will go on the road and take it on the road and take the class of them if they can't come to you.
We have a few satellite locations we go to, yeah.
Yeah. Tactical Response, of course. You can find Tactical Response at tacticalresponse.com. In the podcast show notes, if you're listening live, you might want to go get this because it has the link to James' new YouTube channel and, of course, the link to the Tactical Response website, which 2018 training schedule is in play right now. We'll be right back. My guest is James Jaeger. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This hour from, he is the MF CEO of Tactical Response, and we're talking about James Yeager. Very shortly, he and I will be at SHOT Show at the same time. I want to ask you a question about guns and your opinion of guns, because I know that you are, with the Smith & Wesson M&P compact that they came out with, which is the Glock 19 size pistol, I could see that kind of innovation, because the old compact was, it was like between the 19 and the Glock 26 as far as its size. It was sort of odd.
Right, right.
How much more development, and I look at this and I say this was sort of a, how much more developed can the modern handgun become?
Well, I don't know, like the next big advancement is going to have to come like in ammunition or something like that. I don't know that we could make guns more reliable than they are now, or more accurate, or, you know, anything like that. I mean, like, there's tons of just really reliable, accurate, you know, just great guns. They're more available now than any other time in history, for sure. And I can't see a Glock 19 or a Smith & Wesson M&P advancing anymore. I mean, yeah, the 2.0, they textured the grip or something like that. But as far as, like, it just being a life-saving tool that works all the time, I can only imagine that the next big thing is ammunition.
as far as terminal. Well, I mean, they've already made advances on ammunition to where now, what, 9mm has about just about the same terminal performance as a 45 or...
Well, yeah, but I don't mean just that. You know, there's been experiments in the past where there was caseless ammunition, where the, for lack of a better term, the gunpowder was molded into the shape of a casing. And when you shot it, the bullet came out and everything else disappeared. Or Gorilla Ammo has perfected 308 and 223 or 556 with plastic cases. So that doesn't really help the terminal performance, but that is a huge thing, because if you look from the time when centerfire cartridges were developed in the late 1800s to now, there's really been no change. So that plastic case that actually works would be a huge change.
Yeah, I could see that. Does it weigh less? Does it weigh less than a brass case piece of
ammo? Yeah, about 25% weight savings.
Wow. Is that the same as 308?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so what you see there is either soldiers can carry 25% more ammo, but like when we look at things like aircraft, you know, now where guys don't carry a full loadout on aircraft, maybe they can carry a full loadout on the aircraft because it weighs less. And certainly as U.S. taxpayers, it's going to cost less to ship this stuff around the world. So there are some definite advantages to having lighter rounds.
That's interesting. One of the things that I always wondered about with Glock, okay? Now, Glock had the market. I mean, I don't remember where the turn came, but when they started moving from the wheel guns to the semi-automatics, initially they went one way, and then everybody went with Glock. That's the way it seemed. But then Glock started doing this thing where they came out with, you know, the four guns that go with 45 gap.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'd never heard of 45 gap until Glock made 45 gap. And then we got 357 SIG.
Well, 45 for gap, it stands for Glock auto pistol. So,
okay.
Of course you're not going to hear it anywhere else.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah. It seemed like they created calibers in certain cases to sell more guns when they were already pretty much cornering the market. I would have presumed that would have been Glock owners buying those guns.
Well, I mean, there are several state police agencies that bought 45 gap. I believe Texas DPS, I believe, bought them. There was just that when the FBI started looking for a new caliber, everybody brought out their calibers, and some of them just didn't die right away. But all those high pressure calibers, 45 gap and the 40 and the 357 SIG, are all dying a horrible death right now. They are on their way out. Gun shop counters are full of used 40 caliber pistols they can't give away.
I know. I saw somebody the other day that bought two or three box loads of 40 caliber SIGs that were police trade-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll see the day when we don't see hammer-fired guns anymore? Are we going to eventually evolve to all striker-fired?
We are rapidly approaching that day. Rapidly. I mean, the U.S. Army just bought a pistol that doesn't have a hammer on it.
Yep. What did you think of their, and I know why they did it, because I was in the Army. In the Army, everything's got to have a safety. And did that mess up the gun, or is that just them trying to maintain a standard?
You know, they have their, you know, when you get into an organization that big, there's no telling what kind of parameters or rules they're going to have. And that was just SIG going, yeah, we'll do that, you know, for the contract, you know. I don't blame SIG. You know, and I don't think anybody doubts that 320 is not a better fighting pistol than that M9.
I would not think they do either, but then again, there's all kinds of people
sure,
out there.
I'm sure the Beretta 92 owners group is roasting us right now, but other than that, I believe everybody would agree with that.
Do you think that type of modularity will be the way guns continue to move towards the SIG P320 model of modularity?
No, I don't. I mean, that's just my guess. I can't see anybody any other companies clamoring to have their own gun that does that. And what I think what SIG has found and what most everybody has found is that one frame fits 99% of people, so that's usually the one people wind up with.
Right. I kind of think that system is a little unwieldy. I don't want to have a bunch of carcasses laying around while I decide which one is the one I'm going to wear with the shoes I'm wearing. I'd rather just buy the guns.
I don't think it's that much, but, you know, it does give people the opportunity to customize stuff. And it's like a, you know, it's like a Legos for, you know, a full grown man. Who cares? I mean, like if they want to do it, that's great, but I don't see it catching on.
What do you think of the Glock 19X?
I plead insanity. Like, I don't know anything about it.
Well, I mean, it's the 17 round grip with a Glock 19, which SIG has that with the SIG P320 carry. I guess that's okay. I remember when Rob Pinkus.
You mean it has a Glock 17 grip and a Glock 19 slide?
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Well, it's got a 17 round magazine.
If it had a 17 slide and a 19 grip, that would make more sense. The grip, the butt of the grip is the part that's hard to hide, not the extra half inch on the barrel.
Well, I think they're trying to get back in that military market. I remember when Rob Pinkus used to take the Glock 19 and cut that down to the 26 size on the grip and stick that in his appendix carry, and that was his favorite gun to carry. So, and I want to ask you about his gun when we get back. I hope that's coming out here shortly. James Yeager is the MF CEO and chief instructor at Tactical Response. Got to be the most prolific school where anybody teaches. When you're capping at 6,000 and you reach your cap before the year's end, you've got a lot of students coming through, a lot of Tactical Response alumni. Later this year, I'm going to become one. I've already promised him I'm going to do that. I'm working hard right now, working hard to get that set ready to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Last time on the firing line. Oh, goodness. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Tactical Response, he's the MFCEO of Tactical Response, is James Yeager. We're talking a little bit about what might be coming and what we think about guns and stuff like that. Your friend Rob Pincus, who's been a guest on the show before, he had a gun coming out. Is that still coming out?
I have to plead ignorance. I mean, I knew he had a gun coming out. We've talked about it, but I am unaware of its current status.
Now, this was going to be more of a service-sized single stack, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct.
What do you now? I know you like the M&P Shield. I'm convinced now that I picked up an M&P Shield the other day, and it's a 2.0, and it came with that Crimson Trace laser on the front of it. And for the first magazine, I put a +2 extender on the base. So I've got a 10-round magazine, and I don't even have to aim it. So when I get old, I got my carry gun.
Well, I haven't seen the model that you don't have to aim, but you know, they're great guns, you know.
Do you think the single-stack guns, I mean, I know that people are trying to find something that is more comfortable to conceal. Is that going to be the way of things? Are we going to see better and better single-stack guns coming? Or have, the SIG that's come out with a 365, which I don't even know how thick that one is, might there be some sort of a hybrid with a sort of a double-stack design out there?
Well, the SIG's got a 10-round magazine, so it can't be that thin.
No.
But I would like to see some single stacks come out, you know, in the 9-10 round category, because there are a ton of folks who just can't fit around the double stack guns. But there's not really, before the Shield, there really wasn't what I would call a fighting pistol that was a single stack that was easy to find, reliable, inexpensive, and stuff like that. It just, they weren't available, and the Shield was certainly the first of that breed.
Do you think the size that fits in your, I mean, the way it fits in your hand makes it a fighting pistol with some of these guns that have these really short grips on it? Isn't that sort of unwieldy as a training gun to go out and practice with?
Like, for instance, when the Shield first came out, many years before the Glock 42 or 43, the first video I did with it, I said, this is the smallest gun I would consider a fighting pistol that you can get a real grip on. It's built to a professional standard. That's Smith & Wesson's term, but it's built to shoot. And the Glock 42 and 43 are far too small to be considered even a backup gun.
Really? I see a bunch of people going to the Glock 43, but I prefer the M&P Shield to the Glock 43 myself. I prefer the grip. I prefer the grip size. It's the perfect size for my hand. And when I get older and I have the arthritis, it'll be perfect still. So that'll work out pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of the 42 or the 43.
Well, I don't know. The 42 came out first, and it was a 380. I never understood that part of it. And it seems like their single stack guns are like
planned obsolescence. If you've never heard of that.
Oh yeah, I'm an Apple owner.
So why would they not do that?
But the thing I don't like about their single stack guns, though, is they're just, for me, they're one step above being the same size as a cigarette lighter I used to have. They just seem too small.
They're too small to fight with.
Right.
As you know, like I said, the Shield is whatever that dimension is. That's the smallest gun that's the smallest I would consider a fighting pistol.
That does me so good. Is Mr. Farnham going to be at SHOT Show?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You'll have to introduce me to him. That's somebody I want to meet. I could.
You should train with him. Meet him at a class.
Well, my goal right now is to be John Farnham Jr. when I'm 73 years old. That's what I want to be.
You better get started.
Yeah, I know. I know. He's already there. I mean, I can't imagine that kind of energy or something coming out of somebody. Is he older than Mr. Pat Rogers? Is he older than Pat Rogers was when Mr. Rogers passed away?
Yeah, I think so. By several years.
And he's still going strong.
Dude, he'll come out here and teach a 16-hour day in February when it's raining and 40 degrees and teach a 16-hour day. He doesn't bring an assistant instructor, teaches a 16-hour day by himself, and makes me feel like a total whale.
I'll remember that when he's tearing me apart. I'll remember that. I will definitely remember that.
He's very demanding, but he's a lot softer than me.
He's very demanding, but he's a lot softer than you.
He's like your funny uncle, you know, like he tells jokes and he's kind of, I'm not going to say goofy, but he's a joker. But when it's time to be serious, he's very stern.
Yeah, well, I can imagine that. I read a lot of his stuff at Ammo Land. He doesn't mess about. He's the only guy at Ammo Land they will let write less than 600 words and publish his article anyway. Because of what he writes. Yeah, so. As we're getting ready to close up and everything, now, training in 2018, is there going to be any changes in the way people are going to train? Or will it stay pretty much the same? Different levels, different, beginner, intermediate, advanced, that kind of thing. Are you still getting enough of these tactical operators coming through your stuff?
I don't see anything changing for us. We're just trying to keep up.
I understand why yours is your way. I just don't understand why everybody hasn't looked at what you do and say this is the model to emulate.
Oh, well, I'm glad they don't, but the reason is because they think that if they teach stuff like I do, that they'll be the people will make fun of them online. And only, the only people that make fun of me are the people that haven't trained with me. And so it's actually good for me when people don't emulate me.
Yeah, but it's insane.
And you can steal my curriculum, but you can't steal my mojo. People have tried it.
Yes, I know. See, the thing about you, though, is that you seem to be the one constant in the ever-changing universe, because I've seen people come along and just be like this bright comet And even though they're still out there and doing stuff, it's like they've sort of lost some of that influence. You know, they've moved somewhere else and they're doing something in a lesser capacity. And, you know, there's the young kids coming up now, but they don't have near the infrastructure like you have in place with your, with the number of instructors that you've got, with the facilities that you have, with the, just the sheer size of the operation. They can't get to that for years from now. So you sort of, you're sort of out there sort of like as the hub of the wheel.
Well, I sometimes I feel like I'm under the wheel.
Here's the thing. I never understood. I do not understand today why they come after, like on YouTube, coming after you. I never understood that because how many years were you on YouTube before they decided to even notice you were there?
Since 2005.
Yeah. And they, you know.
And I got 3 strikes in 30 days.
And we know one of them was for nothing. So. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, go for it.
I guess I don't know. I don't know. It's an interesting industry. It's when I got into this on the radio side, I was completely unprepared for the type of stuff I was going to see.
Right.
And it still continues to amaze me. But at the same time, when I see somebody that out there like you that's obviously successful, my first question, you see this all the time in manufacturing, everybody copies everybody out there. But not in training.
There's a lot of people ripping off a lot of people in the training world. Like, I've had people come and take a class from me and then, you know, and then open up a shop and all they do is take some classes from me.
Well, yeah, that's not my thing. That's not my thing. I'm always going to be a student. That's all I ever want to be is a student. Don't ever want to be a teacher. You can find Mr. Yeager at tacticalresponse.com. He's going to be at SHOT Show. He'll be around all over the place, ranging far and wide. I'll be hooking up with him myself. Tacticalresponse.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Back again tomorrow. We will continue with the Week of the Weaponized Woman. And between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.